As you awaken your classic from its long winter's nap and get it ready for another season of car shows and fair weather enjoyment, you may notice a few rock chips, scratches, or nicks that you'll want to take care of. These types of repairs don't require a costly trip to the body shop, that is, if you use the right paint products and you do it correctly. Here to tell us how to get professional results as a DIYer is Paul Fernandez. He's the general manager of AutomotiveTouchUp.com, the largest custom touch-up paint company in the country. Paul, welcome into the Classic Car Garage.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Paul, how do your paint products differ from those touch-up pens and aerosol cans that we'll find in our neighborhood auto parts stores?
Well, the biggest difference between us and what you might find in an auto shop or basically a big chain store that would have a retail rack is that they'll offer a limited number of colors. And that'll be based solely on the most popular manufacturers and what probably their 10 to 12 most popular colors are. That'll limit the amount of stuff that's available to most consumers. And in our case, there basically is no limit. We'll cover every color for every model, every type of vehicle, every manufacturer from basically the newest models all the way back, in some cases, all the way into the 1940s.
So if I got a 1962 Thunderbird or Ford product or something like that, I can actually get the proper touch-up paint from you with the proper color code?
Absolutely.
Paul, let's talk about the best product for my project. There are pens, there are bottles out there, there are aerosol products. How do I pick the right one? How do I know which is the right product?
I would always suggest this to most of our customers. If you're not sure already what you think you might need, and a lot of our website is very easy to use and it's very self-explanatory, the best thing you could do is just call in, speak to some of our customer service representatives. Let them walk you through what type of repair you have and what you probably need for that type of repair.
Okay, so I've got a little rock chip, scratch here or there. Probably the pens are a little finer and the bottles are a little bit bigger, right?
In the case of rock chips, I would usually suggest a bottle, and the number of rock chips would obviously probably determine the size of the bottle, whether or not you want to just use a half-ounce bottle or a two-ounce bottle. Some people buy two-ounce bottles just to have extra on hand for later. Paint pens, I usually recommend paint pens for very small scratches. The thing they're best used for, it's the thing that they hide with very little problems. You really don't want to glob anything on a paint pen on a rock chip. It can come out with a little bit of a funny result.
Paul, I've seen the aerosol cans in the stores there, and they really spray on sort of like an aerosol can, which is not too good. How do your aerosol cans differ from those that we'll find in our regular auto parts stores?
Well, we use a very, very, very high-quality paint tip for our aerosol cans that gives a really, really nice fan pattern. It may not be 100% equivalent to what you would get from a spray gun in a body shop, but it's the closest thing you're going to find on the market for an aerosol can. We've had a lot of customers who can just take our aerosol cans and refinish an entire panel, do an entire quarter panel, do an entire hood, do an entire door, and get a result that they're very happy with.
All right, Paul, let's say we're going to get started on some sizable rock chips here, and we want to make them look like they were never there. What's the first step that we want to take?
The first step is to determine how deep the rock chip is. Is there rust present? Well, if there's rust present, you're going to need to sand that down to the metal, obviously. And you're going to want to sand the surrounding areas, at least feather them out enough to where you can go ahead and apply the appropriate primer so that you can go ahead and apply base coat after that and then move on to clear coat. But it really depends on the chip itself. If it's a small chip and it doesn't look like it's all the way through to the metal, if it just gets through to like the original surface primer, then that's a little easier to deal with. Then you're looking at nothing more than a cosmetic repair. You'll do a light sand job. You'll apply some primer. You'll apply some base coat. You'll finish it off with some clear coat. You'll probably get to a step where you feel like you need to buff that clear coat, and you'll sand in between each coat of each product as needed, depending on how the application goes.
Okay, let's talk about grades of sandpaper. What do you get started with?
For the roughest things, let's say a project that involves any kind of rust repair, you'll want to use a 40 or an 80 grit sandpaper, like an aluminum oxide, something that can cut through the toughest stuff. And with primers, you'll want to use 320 and 600 grit sandpapers to try to just get a smooth finish, something that base coat colors can fill before you move on to the next step.
Paul, I've always heard that you want to apply the paint and build it up so that it's higher than the surrounding area and then feather it back to match the surrounding area. Is that indeed the proper technique?
You don't want to build up a rock chip with base coat. You want to build it up with primer. You want the base coat to look like it's even with the surrounding base coat, so it actually blends well. You don't want it to look raised, or you don't want it to look like it's sunken in a little. Even if you have a perfectly matched rock chip, it's still going to look just not right.
All right, so that's a common thing that people do is put too much paint on as opposed to the primer. And that's what I've heard, that you wanted to build the color surface up a little bit higher than the surrounding, but you're saying to actually build the primer up and then use a lighter top coat. Is that not correct?
I find you can get a very good result if you use the primer and build layers that way. The worst thing you can possibly do is when doing a touch-up job like that, spot repairs specifically, is to have base coat that looks higher than the surrounding base coat, because then no matter how perfect the match is, you're always going to have something that aesthetically just doesn't look right.
All right. Now, we've heard of single-stage paints, but what is tri-stage paint?
Tri-coat paint, that is a three-step process. Mostly that is reserved for white pearl colors, like you might see more commonly on Cadillac Escalades nowadays and a lot of Lexuses and Toyotas and things of that sort. It's very difficult to put together a formula where you can have a white paint that pearl actually shows in. Now, a tri-coat process would be a base coat that's just a plain white or some off shade of white, and then a mid-coat, which would be a highly transparent binder that's filled with heavily concentrated pearl, so that once you add clear coat as the very last, the third layer, it'll look basically like a pearl. It'll have a pearlescent effect.
So let's say that we have touched up our car. Now, our 66 Mustang we're working on the TV show is a single stage, so it doesn't have a clear coat. Does Auto Touch Up offer a clear coat as well?
Yeah, we offer a base coat, clear coat version, or we'll go ahead and check. In most cases, we can do a single stage version for older models.
So, Paul, once we get our repair done, how long should it be before you apply any wax?
I would suggest no wax be applied to the surface for at least 30 days.
If people want to know if you have the touch-up paint for their particular car, do you have a website or some way that they can go and enter that information?
Yeah, they can just come to our website, automotivetouchup.com. The website's very easy to use, easy navigation. We'll have a lot of sections on there that if you know your color code, that's great. It makes things quick. It's a very painless process. If you don't know your color code going into the process, that's okay too. We've got a lot of resources on there to help you find your color code. We'll have a lot of links on our navigation bar that will tell you where to find the color code for your specific vehicle. So if you had a 1996 Honda Civic and you're not sure where the color code would be located on that, you can go ahead and look that up on our website, and it'll tell you it's probably in one of two places. It's either in the left door jamb or maybe it's in the firewall under the hood. So we'll make it as easy as possible for you to find your color code, and at that point, ordering is pretty much a snap.
Paul, do you folks sell touch-up paint for cars' interiors, wheels, bumpers, things like that?
We do interior colors. We're not particularly happy with the results in most of them. Either you get a very, very good match with an interior color, or the durability of those colors just doesn't hold up as well. But as far as wheel colors, cladding colors, bumper colors, all of that, yeah, that's all available.
So the difference between what you're offering and, again, what we get in the paint store is the fact that you're offering actually custom mixed paint that is correct for your car instead of a one-size-fits-all. If people want to know more, give us that website, Paul.
Yeah, it's automotivetouchup.com. People should definitely come check us out. If they're a little intimidated with the idea of approaching a project like this themselves, we have a YouTube channel and links to how-to videos. And personally, I think we have some of the best how-to videos on YouTube for minor paint application and surface preparation and basically everything that goes into the job. If people are feeling a little reticent, they can go ahead, go through our videos, and I think they'll realize that they can tackle these jobs themselves.
I would agree with you completely, Paul. That's automotivetouchup.com. Paul, do you also sell other ancillary products that go along with the paint? Do you sell systems?
Besides just touch-up and aerosol, we also sell ready-to-spray products for anyone with air compressor or anyone more experienced. We offer very cost-effective means for people like that. Whole pints, quarts, gallons. We'll have lacquer and urethane clears and primers. We have our own private-made spray guns. We'll have our own gun kits available for anyone who likes multiple sizes for different applications. Safety products, gloves, dust masks, NIOSH-approved respirators, safety glasses. Anything you need for a job, we'll have it.
Sounds like it's all right there in one place, Paul. It's automotivetouchup.com, the largest custom touch-up paint company in the country. Hey, Paul, thanks a lot for giving us a hand here in the Classic Car Garage.
Okay.